If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's pain-free Friday. Farrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200. It's Farrell on the bench. And we go into round two of the Masters on Friday with the Englishman, Justin Rose, in the lead. He shot 7-under. He's got a three-stroke lead. It's the fifth time Rose has held the first-round lead at the Masters. And that's the most in tournament history. It's the eighth time he's had led or co-led in any round at Augusta National, the most of any player who hasn't won a green jacket yet. He said, I feel like I played well enough to win this tournament. I just feel like I don't have the jacket to prove it. I feel like, no, it's a compliment. I played a lot of good rounds of golf here, got a lot of crystal, which obviously is always nice. But yeah, you know, ultimately, you want to be the last man standing on Sunday's 44 now. And he's put himself in a nice place. If he could just do well over the last 54 holes. He was unable to win the last four times he held the first round lead. In 04, he had a two-stroke lead after both the first and second rounds. But then he fell apart with a 9-over 81 that included nine bogeys on Saturday. It was the third worst score by a 36-hole leader at the Masters in 25 years. He was tied for the first round lead at 3-under in 07. Over the last 54, he was 7-over in the cold and windy conditions, and he was screwed. The next year, Rose and Immelman finished the first round atop the leaderboard at 4-under. Rose fell out of contention after posting a 6-over 78 in the second round. In 21, Rose was 9-under in his final 11 holes of the first round to open a four-shot lead over Harmon and Matsuyama. It was the fourth time Rose had led or co-led after the first round, tying Nicholas for the Masters record. Once again, though, he couldn't get it done over the weekend. He shot, with a one-shot lead after the second round and trailed Matsuyama by four after the third. Rose finished solo seventh at 5-under, five shots behind Matsuyama. So can he get it done? He's a two-time runner-up at the Masters, losing to Spieth in 15 and Sergio in 17. So he knows all too well what it's like to get that close to the green jacket on Sunday. He's going to have some of the best golfers, Scheffler, Oberg, DeChambeau, chasing him today, Saturday, and Sunday. You can count on that. Rory had two double bogeys on the back nine at 15 and at 17. And, I mean, it just was bad. On the 14th, McIlroy had been tied with Scheffler, who shot 4-under 68 in the morning wave. And then 4-over on his last four holes, he was even par, four shots behind Scheffler and eight shots behind Rose. He wouldn't even talk to the media after it was over. Went straight to the range. In his last seven first rounds of the Masters, McIlroy has broken par only once. Moreover, 18 of the last 19 Masters winners have been within four shots of the lead after round one. McIlroy was four shots back on 14, and now he's eight back. Five live golfers found themselves in the top 11 after round one. 16 total players are at one under par and tied for 11th, including Cam Smith, the 18 Masters champ Patrick Reed, two-time Masters champ Bubba Watson, Bryson DeChambeau, Hatton, both shot 3-under, 69s that are tied for 5th. Joaquin Niemann, a three-time winner this year, is at even par and tied for 27th. A lot of big names have to do well today. Zalatoris, Keegan Bradley, both 2-over. So is Max Homa and Dustin Johnson, Cantlay, Koepka, all 2-over. Mickelson, 3-over. Finau, 3-over. Rahm, 3-over. Wyndham Hotels, Clark, 4 over Adam Scott, 5 over Russell, don't call me Don Henley, 7 over, all those guys are in trouble. So there you go for the Masters heading into round two. It's supposed to be nice over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, perfect weather, high 60s, low 70s. Let's go to the NBA. Last night, the Pistons beat the Knicks in Detroit Rock City, 115-106. Cunningham had 36 and 8 dimes. Pacers won their 6th straight. Cavs covered, though, 114-112 Indy. Halliburton had 23, 8 boards, 10 dimes. Hawks blew out the Nets, 133-109. Rishi Shea had 38 for Atlanta. Bucks blew out the Pelicans, 136-111. Giannis with 28 and 11 boards. And the T-Wolves had a huge third and blew out the Grizzlies, 141-125 at the FedEx in Memphis. Ann Edwards ended up having 44. Now let's look at tonight in the NBA. Remember, no game Saturday. It's tonight and Sunday. The regular season ends Sunday. So tonight at 7 on NBA TV, Bucks and Pistons in Detroit. Pistons laying 5.5. Magic and Pacers at the Fieldhouse in Indy. Pacers laying 7.5. Hawks and Sixers in Philadelphia. Atlanta laying 10.5. 7:30, Hornets and Celtics at the Garden in Boston. C's are laying 19.5. 7:30 at the Garden in New York. Cavs and Knicks, a good one. Knicks laying 7.5. 8 o'clock, Wizards and Bulls on the west side. Bulls laying 16.5. Heat and Pelicans at the Smoothie at 8. Miami laying 13.5. 8:30. Raptors and Mavs in Dallas. Mavs laying 10.5. 9 o'clock. Nets and T-Wolves at the Target in Mini. Mini laying 18.5. 9 o'clock. Grizzlies and Nuggets at the Ball Arena in Denver. Nuggets laying 6.5. 9:30. Thunder and Jazz at the Delta in Salt Lake Shakers. Thunder laying 10.5. 10 o'clock, Spurs and Suns at the Footprint in Phoenix. Phoenix laying 4.5. 10 o'clock, Warriors and Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. Golden State laying 13.5. 10 o'clock, Clippers, Kings at the Golden One in Sacktown. Clippers laying 6.5. 10:30, the nightcap on NBA TV. It's the Rockets and Lakers from the Crypt in Lipstick City. The Lakers are laying 9.5 in that game. That should be a good one tonight in L.A. Then on Sunday, the last day of the regular season, 1 o'clock, Magic and Hawks in Atlanta. Hornets and Celtics, same time in Boston at the Garden. 1 o'clock, Knicks and Nets at the Barclays, and no sleep till 1 o'clock, Pacers, Cavs at the Rocket in the Land. Wizards and Heat at the Kaseya in Miami. Bulls and Sixers in Philadelphia. Pistons and Bucks at the Fiserv in Milwaukee. Then the 3:30 games. The rest of them are at that time, 3:30. Nuggets and Rockets at the Toyota Center. Mavs and Grizzlies at the FedEx. Jazz and T-Wolves in Mini. Thunder and Pelicans in Nollins. Raptors and Spurs at Frost Bank in San Antonio. Clips and Dubs at the Chase in the City by the Bay. Lakers and Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. And the Suns and Kings at the Golden One in Sacktown. That's your end of regular season schedule for Sunday when it all wraps up. Next week, it starts with the play-ins. Let's look at the hockey from last night. The Blackhawks stunned the Bruins in Boston 5-2. That's an ugly look for Boston. Panthers at home 4-1 over the Red Wings in Sunrise. Marchand with a goal. Blue Jackets 3-2 over the Sabres in Columbus. Jenner had a goal for the Jackets. Capitals in a shootout over the Canes. Ovechkin had an assist. 5-4 Caps. Rangers put 9 on the Islanders. 9-2. Berard had 2 goals. Panarin had 2 goals and a helper, too. Jets 4-0 over the Stars in Dallas. Hellebuck, the 25-save shutout. Connor had 2 goals. Canucks 4-1 over the Avs in Denver. Sherwood with a goal and an assist. Predators 4-3 in a shootout over Utah in Salt Lake. Forsberg with a goal. Knights 2-1 over the Kraken in Cincinnati. The Mega Hub, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby. Hill with 24 saves. Carlson with a goal for the Knights. Kings 6-1 over the Ducks at the Crypt. Fiala with a pair of goals. Kempe had 3 assists for the Kings as well. All right, let's take a look at Friday in the NHL. Canadians and Senators in Ottawa. Ottawa's minus -170. Wings and Lightning at Amalie in Tampa. Tampa's minus -270. 7 o'clock on NHL Network. Penguins and Devils at the Rock. New Jersey's minus -210. 9:30 Sharks and Oilers, and Rogers placing for Alberta. Edmonton's -4.25. And 10 o'clock, Wild and Flames at Saddle Dome in Calgary. Minnesota's actually favored, -125. Now let's look at Saturday in the NHL. 12:30 for lunch, Islanders and Flyers in Philly. Caps and Jackets in Columbus. 3 o'clock, Rangers and Canes on ABC in Raleigh. 4 o'clock, Avs and Kings in L.A. 6 o'clock, Sabres and Panthers in Sunrise. 7 o'clock, Canadians are at the Scotiabank in Toronto. Big game there. They're both hot. Jets and Blackhawks in Chicago at the United Center at 7. 8 o'clock, Utah's at Dallas. 10 o'clock, Wild at the Canucks. 10 o'clock, Vegas hosts the Preds in Sin City at the T-Mobile. And 10 o'clock, Blues and Kraken at the Climate Pledge in Seattle. Now, that's Saturday's schedule. Let's take a look at Sunday. 1 o'clock, Flyers, Senators in Ottawa. 1 o'clock on TNT, Islanders and Devils at the Rock. 3:30 on TNT, Bruins and Penguins at the PPG in the Steel City. 5 o'clock, Leafs and Canes in Raleigh. 6 o'clock, Sabres and Lightning at Amalie in Tampa. 6 o'clock, Jackets and Caps at the Capital One in D.C. 7 o'clock, Oilers and Jets in Farrellipeg. 8 o'clock, Sharks and Flames in Calgary. And 10 o'clock, the Avs and Ducks on the pond. There's your hockey through Sunday. All right, let's look at baseball. Angels had three different guys with two home runs each, including Trout. 11-1, they spanked the Rays at Steinbrenner. Guardians 6-1 over the White Sox. Royals 3-2 over the Twins. Rockies had a big eighth inning, 7-2 over the Brewers. Red Sox in 10, 4-3 over the Jays. And in 11, the Braves beat the Phillies 4-2. Let's look at Friday's slate. All under the lights. Royals and Guardians in Cleveland at 6-10. Cleveland's -145. Bubik Hare against BB. 6:40 Pirates and Reds, a great American, Falter and Singer there. Reds are -175. 7 o'clock, Braves and Raves at Steinbrenner. Tampa's -125. Elder Statesman against Bradley. 7:05, Giants and the Yankees in the Boogie Down Bronx. Yankees are -130. Stroman the Showman for the Bombers. Robbie Ray for the Giants. Jays at Orioles. Baltimore's -120. Sagano on the hill for them. Francis for the Jays. 7:10, Nats at Marlins. Parker against Quan. Control. Washington's -120, favorite on the road. 7:40, Red Sox and White Sox. Boston's -175 in Chicago. Newcomb for them. Martin for the Chi Sox. 8:10, Angels at Astros. Astros are -145. Tigers and Twins in Minneapolis at Target. Festa Cheese for the Twins. Olsen for the Tigers. 8:15, Phillies and Cards at Bush Nola against Pallant. And Phillies -130. 9:40, Rockies and Padres at Petco. Marquez against Pavetta. San Diego's -205. 9:40, Brewers and D-backs at Chase in the Desert. Arizona's -160. Rodriguez for them. Nobody yet for the Brewers. 9:40, Rangers and Mariners at T-Mobile in Seattle. Texas -130. DeGrom against Miller. Mets and A's in Sacramento at 10:05. Mets are -135. Canning on the hill for them. Sears and Roebuck for the A's. 10:10, Cubs and Dodgers at Dodger Stadium in Chavez Ravine. Boyd and Yamamoto there. Dodgers are -2 Bills. All right, let's set you up for the weekend in baseball. Obviously, these series going on. Saturday, 2:10, Twins and Tigers. 2:15, Phillies and Cards in St. Louis. 3:05, Giants at the Yankees. 4:05, Jays at the O's. 4:05, Mets and A's in Sacktown. 4:10, Braves and Rays in Steinbrenner Field. 4:10, Nationals and Marlins in Miami. 4:10, Red Sox at the White Sox. 6:10, Royals and Guardians at Progressive in Cleveland. 6:40, Pirates and Reds in Cincinnati. Heaney for the Pirates. 7:10, Angels and Astros there. Anderson against Gusto. 8:10, Brewers and D-backs in the Desert. Patrick against Corbin Burns. 8:40, Rockies and Padres at Petco. It's Dollander against Hart. 9:10, Cubs and Dodgers in L.A. Brown against Suzuki, the town crier. And 9:40, Rangers and Mariners in Seattle. Don't Call Me John Rocker against Wu-Tang Clan. Those are Saturday's games. Now let's look at Sunday's games in baseball. 1:35, Giants and Yankees in the Boogie Down. Webb against Rodon. 135 Jays and O's at Camden. Lucas for the Jays, undecided on the other side. 140 Braves and Rays in Tampa. Sale against Boz. 140 Royals and Guardians in Cleveland. Ronald Reagan's against Don't Call Me Blake Lively. 140 Pirates and Reds in Cincy. Ludzinski against Hunter Green there. Nats and Marlins in Miami. Tipper Gore against Gillespie. 210 Angels and Astros at Minute Maid. Hendricks, Don't Call Me Jimi Hendrix, against Wisniewski. 215 Red Sox and White Sox. Davy Crockett Crochet against Smith. 210 Tigers and Twins. Don't Call Me Larry Mize against Woods Richardson. 215 Phillies and Cards at Bush. Wheeler against Libatore. 405 Mets and A's in Sacktown. Senga against Severino in a good one. Rockies and Padres at 410. Freeland and Michael, who would be king. Brewers and D-backs at 410. Peralta against Gallon of Milk. 410 Sunday. Rangers and Mariners at T-Mobile in Seattle. Uvalde, Nasty Nate against What's Eating Gilbert Grape. And at 7 o'clock on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball, it's the Cubs and Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. Glasnow's going for the Dodgers in that one. That's all of your baseball through the weekend. Western Michigan beat Denver in double overtime in the NCAA Frozen Four, and BU won the other game. So it's Western Michigan against BU for the title on Saturday. Salah signs a new 2-year deal at Liverpool. So that's everything you need to know. I'm live today, Pharrell, Coast to Coast, 3 to 6 Eastern on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, SportsGrid.com/watch, and on X, streaming at SportsGrid-Live. We're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid. You'll find us. We're on Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, and Fire TV. On radio, we're on Sirius XM channel 159, and we're on Sports Byline USA. Make sure you get the Pharrell and the Profit app. It's badass, and everybody's making fat stacks of money because our picks are kick-ass. You've got max plays, elite plays, profit plays. Hey, make sure you watch the video, Profit Plays, Monday through Sunday for all of the picks every day that you need to make money. You can watch Pharrell Unplugged, Pharrell and the Profit, all of Jim Florentine's comedy specials. You're going to love it. It's Pharrell and the Profit app. Get it today and sign up today. For everything else, go to ProfitableTV.com and PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'll see you at 3 on C2C. Check out. Ooh.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.